COTA, the Central Ohio Transit Authority, continues to adapt to changing commuter needs and technology. For the last 19 years, President and CEO Curtis Stitt has been a part of the transformation, but his last day is Friday. Thank you for joining me to talk about how COTA will be a part of the transportation link here in Central Ohio in the years to come.
Thanks for having me.
When you started at COTA, it was gas-powered vehicles. They still ruled. Most buses traveled into downtown for transfers, and technology wasn't at everyone's fingertips. How would you describe what COTA looked like 19 years ago?
Well, it's a lot different today. I think we have taken a system that really just focused on getting people from A to B to a system that focuses on people's needs, and we're focused on trying to provide service that meets the needs of people and makes public transit a more attractive option for them.
How have you met those people's needs then?
Well, since 2006, we've been adding service. We've increased our service from about 630,000 hours of service to about 1.2 million hours of service. So we've expanded the system. We have redesigned our routes, trying to focus on where people work and live and the places they have to go today versus the system that was designed in 1970 that we inherited when we started the Central Ohio Transit Authority.
Mm-hmm. How is it different today than where people are going?
Well, you know, the city of Columbus is a lot different than it was when we started operating as COTA in 1974. The city is suspended outward towards the outer belt. Even though the downtown is undergoing a great transformation right now, a lot of the jobs that were focused in and located in downtown are no longer in downtown. Downtown is still a big job center, but there are job centers elsewhere. Rickenbacker, New Albany, Polaris.
And that's part of the reason, I guess, buses don't all come downtown now to get to the outskirts.
Yeah, we have more crosstown connections, and crosstowns in our system just means that the buses don't come downtown. Those lines don't come downtown.
What do you think has been the most important change? You've had the transit system redesigned, the next-gen vision, Wi-Fi now, the Air Connect shuttle from downtown to the airport.
I think it's a combination of all of those things. Each of them have provided some improvement, but I think our plan was to do everything that we can within the resources that we have available to us to improve the service.
How many more riders are there today on COTA versus 1970?
Versus 1970, I don't know that number, but I can tell you in 2014-15 timeframe, 2004-05 timeframe, we had about 14 million riders, and we're averaging about 18 million riders a year over the last 3 years. So our ridership has increased significantly over the last few years.
Is the price still, you feel, reasonable and fair?
Communities realized that public transit is important and made it public transit and began to subsidize the cost of transit operations. And so right now, that's why we're able to maintain our fares at $2 per trip, because our community understands the importance of public transit.
What do you think about those ideas of a Hyperloop, possibly from Columbus to Chicago, Columbus to Pittsburgh?
The Hyperloop idea is just another example of how we're limited only by the limits we put on our imagination. It would be great for getting people from point A to point B, from city to city, in less time than it would take to drive or go by train, and in some cases, by air.
Well, thank you so much. I've been talking with retiring COTA President and CEO Curtis Stitt.
Thanks. It's been a pleasure.